when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family and people that are just tuning in, you just listened to the name of that number was a Marine's Last Salute. If you've been listening for the past 2 weeks, you'll know this is United States Ship Liberty Month. We've had the Sailor Zone 2 weeks in a row. We will not have them on today. We will probably have one or two of them on next week, maybe Phil Torney and maybe Mo Schaefer. To close out USS Liberty Month. As long as I have anything to do with Blood River Radio, June will always be United States Ship Liberty Memorial Month. By the way, it's June the 22nd in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. In case I always get emotional during this month, in case I forgot to say, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and you're listening to Blood River Radio, and we're syndicated, proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman and Company. And tonight, I'll give you a quick update. We have Dr. Hill on. He hasn't been on. It's been too long since he's been gone. I'm glad he's back. It's been really hectic here, especially with Liberty Month. But Dr. Hill, he's affected our show notes. Dr. Hill might want to read them. I said that Dr. Hill, probably it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and it won't be very long, folks. Dr. Hill will probably lead us into our last it could be our last battle, but we are going to have to fight the enemy. There is no peaceful solution to the problem we're in. So, Doc, I couldn't think of nobody better to have on the program today, tonight. We'll be going for 3 hours than Dr. Hill, because he's our leader. You heard me say many times before, he led us in the Battle of Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and he also leads us in a prayer, and that's where we're going to right now. So if you will, Dr. Hill, we'll have, just go ahead and take us in prayer, Dr. Hill.
Thank you, Eddie. Let's bow our heads and pray, folks. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to serve you in every way. We pray that you will equip us with courage and wisdom and understanding and knowledge so we can be the warriors that you need us to be, you want us to be, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this earth. May his kingdom come, and may he rule and reign over all. Give us a good program today, and let the words that we speak be honorable to you and be honorable to the truth, and may they have an impact on those who hear them. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Hill. I certainly appreciate that. I really do. I know our listeners appreciate that. And people, it's no BS. Things have been bad for a long time. They're getting worse each day. I'm totally convinced we will have to literally affix bayonets before too. That's going to be sooner than later. But people, before I forget, if you know, we always have to honor our donors. The few, we have a handful of dedicated donors, just a handful, that keep us going. And today, the old Sasquatch. I saw Sasquatch up in South Carolina about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he's had some health problems, him and his wife, but he keeps on plugging away. He sent us a nice donation this week. And he also said that I don't see his note right here. I had it, but he really had brought some tears. He said that he was very proud to call me friend, and I can say that was double for me, Sasquatch. Old Sasquatch down in the swamps of Florida. We also have a Yankee, Ken of Lynbrook, New York. He's been a dedicated donor since the get-go, since we started Blood River just about. I'd like to thank you so much, Ken. I really do. In fact, I've got something I'm going to try to send Ken pretty soon, if my old mind doesn't forget. We also have Pam and Dennis Adams from up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And they're like clockwork. And I really appreciate them. Also, the last but not least, another Yankee, Frank White. Frank White was, we saw him in South Carolina. About 3 weeks ago. Matter of fact, he was on Blood River Radio up there broadcasting. So I really appreciate that, Frank. And all the other people, Sasquatch and Ken and Pam and Dennis, thank you so very much. I got to do something else. I hate taking up too much time with Dr. Hill, but I've got a couple of Father's Day cards. Well, I forgot to mention Father's Day last week. But I'll tell you what, I almost cried. My grandson, God rest his blessing. He's 29 years old. He's in cybersecurity and all that stuff. I'm really proud of him. He sent me this card. I've got to read this card. Plus, he gave me some money. He'll be getting married in October, but I'm really happy. And he's marrying the most wonderful girl you've ever seen. I love her to death. Here's what he says. Happy Father's Day to the best papa, the greatest Christian, the greatest warrior, the greatest provider, the greatest leader, and the greatest role model I know. I don't know what we would do without you. I love you so very much. And I won't call his name because I don't want to have to kill anybody that tries to hurt anybody in my family, because I don't want anybody to know who he is. Anyway, I know Dr. Hill understands. I got this one here, too. It says, here's what she wrote. Ed Mill. She called me Ed Mill. You're so good to me and so generous and so loving with your children and your family. He said, not many men would give so much of themselves in such a caring way. I feel so lucky to have you, and I wanted you to know I feel that way. Happy Father's Day. Love, Brenda. Everybody knows her, so I think they already know her name. Here's one right here. It's real short, but this girl is a lady of few words. I'm almost through, folks. You might think I never noticed the stuff that you do for me, Dad, but today I want you to know that I see it. I never miss a thing, none of it, not one. And I love you for everything. Happy Father's Day. I love you so very much, Dad. I tell you what, folks, you can't buy that. Man, that just really gets me going. I know Dr. Hill will understand. But Dr. Hill, we got that out of the way. I'll just give a quick outline. Like I said, this is USS Liberty Month. Next week, we'll close it out, probably with a sailor or two if they're not too wore out. But we got Paul Fromm coming on second hour with Nancy Hitt, and Paul Fromm will be with Jason Robb third hour. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say some. Dear Blood River Radio, just to tell you one more time, this is the USS Liberty Month. And just in case you're just tuning in, but we will not have the sailors on. We won't do any more Liberty stuff tonight, but we will do it next. That'll be we'll do it 3 solid weeks. So next week will be USS Liberty for at least minimum of an hour, and I will give my my narrative on it, because if you want to know the truth, if I was one of those sailors, I'd be a hell of a lot hotter than they are, you know. But anyway, I can understand. Where they're coming from, because they were threatened with prison and worse. And anyway, with that out of the way, I got Dr. Michael Hill in. He's the director of the League of the South. Just in case you've never listened to this program, in case you've never heard about Dr. Michael Hill, he is the director of the League of the South, one of the very few, maybe the only organization I know that survived the Battle of Charlottesville and is still around to tell about. Anyway, good afternoon, Dr. Hill. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing fine, Eddie. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah, every time I come on your show, I always try to put it up on social media that I'm going to be here. And I got I got at least four people I know today who are going to be listening because I put that out. They told me they would be. I'll just list them here real quick. The High Calvinist, Robert L. Dabney, Noxie Ann, and Alan Shepard. Appreciate you folks listening today. But yeah, I mean, it's we're going to have a hell of a ride between now and January of next year. because of the political situation. And I've seen it written and heard it said now many times, and I think it's absolutely true, that you can't vote your way out of a communist revolution. And that's true. Exactly what we've seen going on here in the last 3 to 4 years, 4 years, I guess, considering that all this was taking place, at least during the campaign of 2020 to run that communist coup d'etat that we called an election back then. And remember, I've never been a huge fan of Donald Trump, mainly because I don't know him and I don't know what to believe about him. He's all over the map on everything. But he does have the right enemies, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in November when he wins or he loses, and not just from the MAGA people on his side, but from the left. If Trump should win the election, and I have absolutely no idea what the prospects of that are, I think Antifa and Black Lives Matter will be loosed in the streets to create havoc and chaos. And if Trump wins, if Biden wins, you know, who knows what the Trump supporters are going to do? probably write a lot of stern posts on social media and do a lot of cussing and threatening, but probably not much of any meaning, unless things change, or unless there are a lot more men of action out there than I've seen over the last few years. I hope they're hiding somewhere, because we have a lot of people that talk a good game, but we're looking for people to step up, because as you said a while ago, we are in a struggle for our very lives here, not just for the country. And when I say my country, I'm talking about the state of Alabama my beautiful Southland here.
Yes.
But, we're in a struggle for our very existence here. And the other side realizes, I think, better than the right side, the conservative side, for lack of a better word, what's at stake and what needs to be done to secure your position. This is no longer American politics as usual. Like, you and I, Bombardier, grew up, in a time where politics was mainly a contest between white men who just had different ideas about what the correct policies ought to be. Nowadays, this is a multiracial, multiethnic, multilingual empire, and in it, politics is a game of survival and a game of destruction. And the Democrats are the communists, as we should really say, have figured this out, and the GOP, at least the mainstream element of it, which is still in control, haven't figured that out yet. Maybe they don't want to. Maybe they've been bought off by the other side. Who knows? But the rest of us out here who think that, the conservative element in the country is going to save us, we're going to be sadly mistaken if we're leaning on them for any salvation in this thing. We are going to have to do this ourselves. And the main thing we lack right now is not numbers. It's not firepower, as it were, whether that be literal weapons or whether it be the firepower that comes with money and resources and wealth. What we lack right now is organization. We have a lot of people out there, but we don't have much organization. I know a lot of people say that, every time you organize something, the feds come in and infiltrate it. Now, obviously, they do try to do that. But you tell me how a bunch of individuals are going to defeat this monster. I guess if enough people just sat down and said, I'm going completely on strike, then that might have some effect on it, but people are not going to do that. Most people are just going to go along and get along and say, well, I hope it doesn't come to my door and I can live a very undisturbed and peaceful life for the rest of my years. That may or may not happen, by the way, but your children and grandchildren are certainly not going to be able to live like that. You have an obligation to stand up, step up, and do something about this problem before it gets completely out of hand, and that time is not long, I'm afraid.
You got that right.
If they cheat the election again and again, I'm not saying that Donald Trump being elected in November is going to save anything for anybody. But I do think that it's going to be a lesson to people. He is the candidate of the white man now, for better or worse. He represents the white man in the eyes of the enemy. So that is the stage on which we're playing out the play right now, whether we like it or not. I don't think Trump's a savior, but I would rather take my chances if I had to pick one of the two with him rather than Biden or whoever the Democrats run. Just like I would have preferred Trump to have been elected in 2016 rather than Hillary. Because, Bombardier, let me tell you something, son. If Hillary had been elected in 2016, you and I probably would have been dead or in prison by now.
I have no doubt. No doubt.
You got that. So, we got 4 years of respite with Trump. And you know, maybe what happened in 2020 was necessary to shake people by the shoulders and wake them up as to what the left, the communist left, the Jew left was willing to do to steal the country. And they are in the process of stealing it right now. And if they cheat on this election successfully in November, their coup d'etat will be complete. I don't want anybody to think that I think Trump is the solution for white people. I don't think he is. We need other whites to step up, whites who are really committed to the white race. And I don't think, obviously, Trump is not. I think he's committed to his donors, just like every damn politician today is, left or right, with maybe a few exceptions. But we need a new class of men to step up here and to take control of the American political system. I don't know how it's going to be done tactically, step by step, but I do know that it needs to be done. And in a situation like we have now where you can steal elections electronically, I don't know how you ever have another fair election. So if that's the case, politics certainly is no solution to this. And if your legal, if your political system is not open to your participation, your legal system isn't either, because they control that through politics. So if you don't have a political solution and you don't have a legal solution, what kind of solution do you have? The only kind I know of, and you know, I'm not the smartest guy out there, not the sharpest tool in the shed, as they say, but I have studied a little bit of history, and I know this, that when you eliminate politics and the courts as means of redress, there's only one means left, to my knowledge, and that's when you go kinetic. That is force, pure force.
Yes.
And whoever has that is going to come out of this thing on top, and that is the way it's always been in history. They tell you, and some of these damn bleeding hearts out there on the right, not on the left, on the right, oh, violence is never the solution. Hell, violence has been the solution.
It's the only
solution.
Or
the threat
of
violence has been the solution for most of the world's problems for the existence of mankind.
Still is.
And that is just a fact. Yes, and it always will be, that violence or the threat thereof. How do you think these criminals stay in power in D.C. or in The Hague or wherever? Through the threat of violence. Or actual violence carried out. And how do you think that they're going to have to be defeated? They're not going to listen to any damned arguments that you can make.
Hell no.
Reasonable arguments. They're not concerned about truth. All they understand is power and force, and that's what you're going to have to use to get
Bingo.
Them out. Period. That is it. There is no other solution.
You're on fire, Dr. Hill. You're on fire, brother. Keep up. I mean, you're telling about that's the gospel. That is the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Dr. Hill, and the Bombardier. Yeah, I mean, that is just the truer statement that's never been made. Now I got to shut up and get out of your way. You got me going now, Dr. Hill.
Well, that's what I meant to do, Bombardier. I meant to get you all stirred up.
It takes a lot to get me going.
I know
Folks,
that.
We'll be right back in just a second. So don't go anywhere. We're going to give you some damn solutions. Be right back, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
China has kept a key lending rate unchanged despite signs of continued weakness in the second largest economy's manufacturing and property sectors.
The central bank kept its rate for one-year medium-term lending facility loans used as a benchmark for other lending rates at 2.5%. The government says factory output fell 5.6% in May from the year before, slowing from 6.7% in April. Property investments fell 10% and home sales sank 30%, suggesting a raft of measures to try to turn around a real estate slump have yet to take hold.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, officials say, though, the economy was still improving somewhat. The former CEO of a publicly traded healthcare company based in Nevada has been found guilty of a multi-million dollar insider trading scheme. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Attorneys general across the United States have a new fight on their hands.
That battle is to protect Americans from unproven and expensive stem cell treatments that salespeople claim can cure almost anything. Iowa is among the states suing companies raking in millions by injecting people with stem cells that the FDA says have little to no benefits and can be associated with serious side effects. One expert says many stem cells injected into people are already dead when they are used. The FDA has also issued some 30 warning letters to consumers since 2017. John Scott reporting.
Arkansas State Police say a shooter opened fire Friday at a grocery store, killing three people and wounding 10 others. Police shot and wounded the suspect. Two officers also among those wounded. So far, no word on a possible motive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio faithful, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to listen closely. I want you to suck up every word. I'm reading this thing. I keep it taped to my wall, 24/7, 365. It's titled, Own Reform. Reforming the U.S. will not work for one simple reason. Those most in need of reform control all the institutional avenues to reform. The presidency, Congress, courts, the bureaucracy, banks, media, the educational system, etc., etc. They will not allow themselves to be reformed out of their power, position, and wealth. It's that simple, really. And we have the man on this program right now that wrote that article. It came out. He's the president, Michael Hill, the president of the League of the South. I don't know what year that came out, but Dr. Hill, if you will, expand upon that, my brother.
Yeah, those people that get in power like that use all the legal apparatus and the political apparatus at their control. In other words, the government and all of its extant institutions to keep themselves in power, and they will make laws that cement themselves in the power, and they will not let you root them out of it, because power is what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about our democracy, as they like to say these days. That's just a code word for their communist ideology here. But these people are ruthless. And they're determined to win, and their victory means the defeat of the white man in America and a future for white children and grandchildren of folks like us. So we better understand the nature of this conflict, because it is a war, and we better understand the nature of the enemy that we're fighting, that they are determined to win. To win this thing, and they are of the devil. This is not a contest between two white Christian countries, like unfortunately we've had too many of in the past. This is a fight that is a physical, kinetic fight, and it's also a spiritual fight as well, between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And you better choose well when you get on one side or the other. And let me tell you this, folks, there ain't no sitting this one out. There's not any, I'm going to be neutral, I'm going to sit on the fence. You're going to make a choice, because one side or the other is going to drag you off into it, and you are going to be fighting for them whether you're willing or not. And I hope if you get on the side of light, you're on the side of light by your own choice. I hope that your procrastination and maybe your cowardice does not allow the enemy by default to drag you off to support them, because they will simply use you up. And I look at all these white folks today that are supporting the left, the communist. What a pact, what a suicide pact for white people. To join up with Jews and other non-whites to destroy white civilization. It makes no sense. These people are under a spell. I don't think they're that stupid. They are simply spellbound by something. And the whites who are not spellbound are paralyzed by fear. The first thing that you have to do to be a warrior for the side of light, for God's side, is to get over your irrational fear of the enemy. if you are a Christian, if you are a white man who knows anything about your civilization and the blood that has come before you, you will banish, you will take whatever steps are necessary to banish any fear from your life and to equip yourself to be the kind of warrior that is going to be needed to fight this fight to its victorious conclusion. And let me tell you, there is not a more honorable thing that you can be in this world than a warrior for your God and your people. And you have been presented with that opportunity maybe like no other generation in the history of our people. We may turn out to be the last generation of white men or the greatest one. And I think either one of those possibilities is sitting in the balance right now, the last or the greatest. Because let me tell you, the odds against us right now from a temporal, worldly standpoint look so terrible that it looks as if we could never win, because we don't control the institutions. Everything from the government, through the media, through the academy, you name it. There's very little
military
control. Yeah, well, certain elements of the military, I think, would be sympathetic to us, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But I can tell you this: we do have a lot of things going for us. We've got numbers. There are more of us than there are of them. We have weapons. We have land. We have skills and knowledge. The only things that we're lacking is the determination to turn ourselves into warriors, citizen warriors, and to organize. And I don't know how that organization should take place, but it should start locally. You should get to know your local folks around you who are concerned about things, the way the world is going, the way the country is going, and you should make contact with them. But before you can do this, you have got to make sure that you are a worthy warrior to be followed and to be imitated by these people. You have an obligation to be a leader on your local level. If you know what's going on out there, and I presume that everyone who's listening to the show, at least 99% of you, know what the problems are, and you have some kind of idea about the solutions. The first step in the solution is overall solution is to make yourself, you, into a warrior suitable to fight this fight. And that comes in two ways. You've got to do it spiritually and psychologically. You've got to do it physically and kinetically. You have got to be tough-minded, and you've got to be tough as nails physically, and you've got to develop the skills necessary to be that warrior. Everything from the skill of speaking to the skill of shooting.
Yes.
Everything in between.
You're going to have to do what I've said on this show oftentimes, what very few men will have the stomach to do. It's not going to be a picnic. It's going to be horrible. But like Dr. Hill said, there is no alternative. It's either them or us. There is no peaceful solution. Look at these peaceful protests like we had in Charlottesville. Look what happened on December 6th. It's ever since time began, Dr. Hill is right. There has never been a case in history that a man won his freedom back from a dictatorship like this communist Jew, international Jew, Satan-worshipping crime cabal we have that have captured us. There's never, ever been a case where you won back without force. I've got this. I told Dr. Hill, I got these few notes here. It's going to get violent as hell, people. But, you know, I read the cards and people I love. I would give my life for them in a minute. It's because of these loved ones that in my case, you have loved ones too. It's because of these loved ones that sent me these beautiful cards. It's because of their offspring. God Almighty has entrusted me with those people. We must fight, and we got to fight this damn enemy to the death. Even if we're wrong, even if we're not wrong in trusting in God and a Jesus that we talk about, we like to crow about, we are commanded by Almighty God and His Son to attack. Torah, 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 the Japanese used to say. It's either them or us. And I'll tell you something else, my ethno state buddies. If you think you're going to have an ethno state without violence, you are it's delusional thinking at best. Yes, we can have an ethnostate after we deal with those people, or but if they deal with us, like Dr. Hill said, this is the last generation of white people, or it is the greatest. There's no other way out. That's it, Dr. Hill.
Well, let me say this to your audience out there too. I've been head of the League of the South, the chief of the league for 30 years now. Our anniversary is in 3 days. 30th anniversary is on the 25th of this month. So we'll be celebrating that next week. I have never asked anybody in the league to do anything that I haven't done myself.
True.
You do not need to go. I'm talking about you as leaders on the local level, and that's what you all out there in the audience are going to have to learn to be. You need not ask any of your people to do anything that you yourself have not already done, or at the very least would be willing to do. And that means you have to get yourself very tough-minded, and you have to develop the skills to do whatever is needed in the situations in which you are going to find yourself.
We got to take a quick break, Dr. Hill.
That is a very, very serious thing.
Be right back, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know, we can't, and I'm talking to people out there that have never heard rhetoric like this, but you can't keep sitting on your butt. Are you willing to watch your grandparents, your parents, your wife, your husband, your children, your grandchildren? Are you willing to watch them get gutted like a damn hog? Are you willing to wait to see your little 12-year-old granddaughter, your 12-year-old boy raped and sodomized by a bunch of the feral black invaders? Are you willing to do that? If you are, then get the hell away from this place. I don't even want you wasting our airtime. If you don't have the guts to get in and help people, help yourself, help your family. It's not us, Blood River. It's not the League of the South. It's for you. And you're going to have to do something to save your people. And with that, Dr. Hill, I'll give you one solution. Dr. Hill's going to tell you how to order some materials to try to recruit other members like ourselves. And he's going to give you his website and how you can order these materials. Go ahead, Brother Hill.
Well, first of all, if we're going to succeed, we have to get our minds right.
Yes.
I think I heard that somewhere before. Because if you don't get your mind right, your body's not going to follow. And one way to get your mind right is to know what is true and what isn't, and to know how to make a good argument for the truth and a good argument against the lies of our opponents. The league puts out a very, very good publication called The Free Magnolia, and it's got some truth in it. And if you would like to help us get our word out, you can go to our website, www.leagueofthesouth.com, and we're in the process of revamping our website, making it look very, very professional. And you can find out a way to order The Free Magnolias, or you can go on there and find a number or email and contact me in the office, and I'll make sure that you get some sent out to you. And help us distribute these. Getting the truth about things out to our people is one of the first steps that we can do here. But we need to, and I'll go back to what I was saying earlier, we need to do this individually to start with. Make sure that we equip ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to be the warriors that we're going to need to be. And I'm 72 years old, and the bombardier here, unfortunately, is a little bit older than I am. But we're looking forward to what you might call the last battle, to the last ditch. And pray to God it's the enemy's last ditch and not ours. But we need to prepare for what's coming, and it's going to be something that is going to test you. It's going to test you severely. And put yourself in a position to pass the test, because not only your family's future depends on it, but your race's future depends on it. Your civilization's future depends on it. And with the aid of Almighty God himself, we can win this fight. I don't care what the odds are, but it won't be easy. And he is going to test his people. God is going to test his people to see who the warriors are. And don't be found wanting when it comes to this.
Amen. Amen. You know, Dr. Hill, I know you know this, but I want our people to know, especially the people just coming in. The enemy you fight, Dr. Hill named that enemy. They are, Jesus Christ named them. He said they are of their father, the devil. Biscuit, one of our dearest supporter, he calls him the devil's officer corps. And who they are? They are the Jew. I don't have time to read you everything they control, but just pretty much know they control every damn thing right now. But listen, here they have one goal. It's never deviated. They've never deviated from their goal. And their goal, their final goal for us people, is to our extermination. And they don't want to just exterminate you. They want to humiliate you and degrade you and your little daughters and sons and wives and grandparents and parents. They want to kill you, but they want you to suffer as much as possible. That's their end game. They will never ever stop until the last white man, last white woman on earth is dead. You know how I know that? Because they are. The Bible tells me so. The Bible names them over and over and over. And it's like St. John 8:44 says it so eloquently. Jesus Christ told them, you are your father the devil. When he's talking about you, get your Bible and read it. He's talking to the stinking Jews, the people that are Southern Baptists or Judeo-Christian freaks worship. Well, so there's no, that's the devil. Just think about what the devil's, his goals, their goals are the same. The devil, the Bible says, the devil, he's the chief liar. The truth is not in him. He came to kill, to murder, to steal, to rob, to do every evil thing he can. And the devil hates God's creation. And the greatest thing that God ever produced in this world is a white person. There's no, that's it. That's their end game. And I know Dr. Hill knows that.
Yeah, the whole Bible is the story of Adam's race, the white race. And it warns us about who our chief enemy is. And it's plain. If you simply read and study the Bible, you can't get around the fact that our enemy, our old enemy, is named all the way from Genesis to Revelation. In Genesis 3:15, the fight is laid out in front of us. And in Revelation, the conclusion will come. And I don't know how close to that conclusion we are right now, but I do know this. We are the current generation of God's warriors, and it is up to us to fight. The outcome, as Stonewall Jackson said, is up to God himself, but it is our duty to fight on his side for the light, for the truth, and for the right. And that is what my life has been dedicated to. I know it has, yours has too, Bombardier, and I know that a lot of people in our audience out there today feel the same. We need to get serious about this, and we need to bring other white folks in on this and alert them to what they need to do and what is about to come in front of their eyes. And it'll be a horror story if they're not ready for it. It's going to be bad enough if you are ready, but it'll be a true horror story for people who are not ready.
You know, and they've already sent up signal after signal after signal for even the dumbest white person to see what they're up to. Right here, sure. In a place where I went in the belly's beast. I've been I'm not telling you people to do anything I wouldn't do. I've been handing out these papers and other papers for months. I've really picked it up recently again. I've went right into the belly's beast. Sister Nancy told me not to tell where, but the people in Memphis probably know where. It is a college that is a very hotbed of communism. They have a professor out there, Dr. Hill, a black lesbian professor, and she preaches that whiteness is a disease. Whiteness is a virus that it needs to be stamped out. And she's not the only one. She has a degree in African studies, some crap like that. But there, you hear that every day. You're hearing it more and more and more. And Dr. Hill, if we don't run out of time, I'll mention this. And even the government is coming out saying they just this House just passed this House resolution, House bill. They passed, not even a resolution. 6090. It has something to do. It's something like the anti-Semitic awareness bill. They use what their definition for anti-Semite is comes from the International Holocaust Memorial Society, some crap like that. Doctor, I don't know. I haven't heard yet if the Senate passes this bill, that will be like the second of three flags coming that they're going to get rid of people like me and Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill, have you heard about that House Bill 6090?
Yes, I have. I'm not surprised. I mean, it seems like every month now they're passing some kind of anti-Semitic bill or resolution or something. I'm just going to say what I have to say, and they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. I don't care.
Yes, yes.
Legislation they pass, they're not going to shut me up.
You know what? It wouldn't do us no good to shut up now anyway because they know too much about us. You know, I'll tell you what. I've told Dr. Hill one time. I said, don't worry about it coming on our show, Dr. Hill. We're flying beneath the radar. And I think you said something like, oh, no. Hell, that's been like 2 years ago. But, you know, you can't be afraid. I mean, how are you going to look your little, like me, my grandson? You know, I have a grandson and a granddaughter. And I'm looking forward to some great-grandchildren. But how could you look them in the face if you sold them out, people? I'm talking to you people out there. If you refuse to get in this battle, I mean, there's something you can do. You can pass out literature. You can recruit people. But in the end, it ain't going to be just something you can do. Because you know what? Sooner or later, Dr. Hill, we're all going to be faced with a hardcore reality. It's them, the children of the devil, the officers, the devil's officer corps, it's going to be us because they are determined to kill us. They are determined to put us in the grave. So
yeah, absolutely. How can you compromise with evil? You know, the Bible is full of admonitions that we are to destroy evil. We are not to compromise with it. And evil won't compromise with you. Evil is here to destroy us. That is its main purpose, is to destroy that which God has created. That's why they're doing surgery on kids and trying to turn them into boys, yes. Boys into girls and girls into boys. They're rebelling against God's created order. This is pure unmitigated evil, sir.
It's the purest evil in the purest form. Dr. Hill, unfortunately, we've run completely out of time. Man, you're on fire. Let me know when you want to come back again. We'll finish where we left off. Next week will be Liberty, last Liberty week in July. We don't have nothing on our plate. So thank you so much, Dr. Hill, for calling.
All right, we'll do it. Thank you, Eddie, for having me on.
Yes, sir. Yep, my pleasure, my honor. Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. We're going to transition. We're going to bring Paul Fromm and Sister Nancy Hitt coming up next. Be right back, folks. Don't take a break. It's a long break. It's just a coffee.